Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the beautiful mountains of California. Today's episode is about selfies and how they can both hurt and help your self-confidence. A selfie is defined as a photograph of yourself or yourself with other people taken with a cell phone camera held at arm's length or pointed at a mirror. Many selfies are taken in order to share on social media in an act that has been called by psychologists as strategic self-presentation. Strategic because we tend to manipulate selfies through filters or Photoshop to present the image that we want to project, not necessarily how we look in real life. Google published a report that said in the year 2014, approximately 93 million selfies were taken each day, and that was only for Android users. And it's estimated that among people aged 18 to 24, one out of every three cell phone pics are selfies. But self-portraiture is not a new phenomenon. Even prior to the invention of photography, painters and artists were enamored with their own image. Vincent van Gogh, for example, painted many self-portraits, 39 of which still exist today. In his letters to his brother Theo, he explained that it was simply due to financial reasons. He didn't have the money to pay a model. But if you look through the images, you'll see that Vincent also used his self-portraits for both self-expression and self-reflection. His letters also show that he was a very introspective person. One of Van Gogh's most famous self-portraits depicts him with a bandaged ear, showing his vulnerability and possible regret at his act of self-harm. Of the 143 works of Mexican artist Frida Kahlo, 55 of them are self-portraits. That's more than a third. She was fascinated with her own image and often used her self-portrait as a clear reflection of her mood and emotions. For example, in the painting titled Memory, the Heart, Kahlo expresses her pain from her husband's affair with her sister. There is literally a broken heart at Kahlo's feet. So, what exactly is my point about selfies? Well, I believe we can use them to learn about ourselves. I myself am an avid Photoshop user. And I admit, I've used it to clean up a couple of laugh lines or acne spots before posting a selfie. We all want to present ourselves in the best way possible. But last year, I did something that actually garnered more likes and comments than any other selfie that I had posted. I took a picture with my hair naturally curly. I usually straighten it. No makeup, no filter, and no Photoshop. I was inspired by Alicia Keys, who has taken a stance on beauty by appearing in public and on awards shows with no makeup and her natural hair. Now, I know it's a common social construct to comment on selfies and tell the person that they look beautiful, so most of the time, I take that in stride. But I had several people come up to me and mention the photograph in person, that they loved the photo and that they loved that I posted it. And for me, posting that photo was incredibly empowering. Since then, I'm careful to not alter any of my selfies too much. Yeah, I still use a filter every now and then, but mainly for fun. I don't want to misrepresent myself, because when you do so, you're telling yourself that you're not okay the way you really are. And by doing this over and over again, you can actually lose self-confidence. What if you don't live up to these altered images? And what exactly are you trying to fix? I'd like you to think about this and try one thing. Take a selfie, a headshot that expresses more than just your beauty. Think of a raw emotion, whether it's happiness or fear or pain or anger. Maybe take several. Then study this image and see how it makes you feel. You don't have to post it. It can be just for you. Do this regularly. Learn to love yourself through your own image, your real image. Use selfies to get to know yourself and express yourself. Just after the first of the year, I received really bad news. My sister was told that she has 6 to 12 months to live. I had lost both of my parents in the last 3 years, and this was really devastating, overwhelmingly so. An artist friend of mine told me to use art to express my feelings, that it can help me get through this difficult time. So one evening, after a bout of weeping, I took a breath and I took a selfie. I was fascinated with the image. It is the perfect representation of what I was feeling: anger, pain, sadness, and chaos. It is one of my favorite pictures of myself. And yeah, I posted it. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast. For other episodes, please go to our website at thepeaceful.life. Remember, you are a spectacular human being, and you don't need Photoshop for that.